Yeah, so I'm Kurt Jorsvik, and I'm the chairperson right now for the Olds Farmer at Bonspiel.
Kurt is joining us today, and another round of the Farmer and Farmerettes Bonspiel is coming up here in the town of Olds this week. Kurt, when and where do things get going?
Yeah, they start Tuesday here, the 11th, at 10 a.m. is the first draw, and go on through the day tomorrow. It'll be the first draw, and then all week long.
And you guys will wrap up with the finals and a banquet, I'm assuming?
Yes, that's right. On the 15th, it'll be the finals and the banquet to the Legion after that. So should be a good time for all, and hopefully we get in the prize circle.
Yeah, and I know you guys always have great sponsors and great prizes. So how much are you appreciative of the community for coming together for another year?
Yeah, really appreciative. A lot of businesses have stepped up again and has always helped. And quite a few was able to send a curler along, which I find is really good value for them, I think, to make contact with clients and get out in the community.
You bet. So explain to us how it works and how many teams you have on each side this year.
Yeah, what we do is put together a team of three farmers and then randomly get put with businesses to put up one curler. And then you luck of the draw who you get. And so then curl that way through the week and works really well. So, yeah, good to meet lots of people that way.
You bet. And then, obviously, you're going to have different divisions there. So how many different prizes and or championship games do you have on each side?
Yes, the men's teams this year, there were 32 teams and 12 ladies' teams as well. And so there'd be four events on the men's side and three on the ladies' side. And the ladies this year, special year, being their 40th anniversary and 43rd for the men's.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, so this continues each year here. And again, you know, as we get further away from the pandemic and get more opportunities to get out together here, how big is this event, you know, grown over the course of those four decades for the ladies and now into the 43rd for the men?
Yeah, and it's hanging in there very well. I mean, at one time the numbers were even higher, and it's come back pretty good the last couple of years here. And it's a really great opportunity to get out and I invite lots of people just to come down, if not curling, come down and see the event and meet with some neighbors, I'm sure.
Yeah, you always have a great concession there as well. Tell us what you guys have planned for the curlers in and around their games during the course of the week.
Yeah, so the ones that are participating, they're able to get in on a breakfast and a lunch as well, and then there'll be some evening snacks as well during the week for the curlers, and there is concession there available for the public as well. And, yeah, it should be all-around good deal, I hope.
That's great. Anything else that you want us to know about this year's edition of the event?
Yes, it's really great, and thanks for your support.
Excellent. Well, have a great time this week. Kurt, thanks for joining us today.
Very good. Thanks for now.